Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said on the Bashani Radio App. All right, now, this episode is called A Black Eye in a Cast. So, I'm going to try to get through this without cracking up because, you know, they got all these products on the market right now, you know, for enhanced sexual experiences. And so, you know, you kind of wonder like, maybe, just maybe, I should take a Viagra. You know, they got the female Viagra, which is the pink pill. Or for a fella, he may think, maybe I should need a Viagra. Now, we get to a stage where we don't think there's anything wrong. But let's just be real. When you get a certain age, you probably on, I don't know, a blood pressure pill, a water pill, or a thyroid pill. Hell, I don't know. You might be on something. And majority of these medications have a side effect that affects your libido or your sexual act or performance. Then, of course, let's not get it twisted. If you got a big ass stomach or, you know, your physical anatomy, if you're horizontally challenged or diagonally challenged or however the hell you are challenged, your sexual performance may not be the greatest anyway. That doesn't mean that you don't have the physical parts that you need to do what you need to do, but you may end up with some challenges. And that doesn't help that I was sitting there watching this show on Netflix called Sense8. Damn the girl that told me to watch it. I love her to death. But I was watching it and, you know, it's got a lot of sex scenes on there and a lot of challenging sex scenes. And the show was real vivid. Like, you know, it's on Netflix, so they didn't cut shit out. But anywho, back to what I was thinking on it, though. So there's a lot of stuff on the market, right, that are said to enhance your sexual experience. I even applied for a job working for the folks to market that pink pill. They messed up not hiring me because I would have had their asses sold out and on back order every damn week. Because if it was a good product, I would have been like, girl, let me tell you what that pill did. It made me crawl the walls and spin on a ceiling fan. And I'm a big girl, you know, or some shit like that. I would have been able to sell it. That was not a problem. But, and trust me, it's already a good seller. But anywho, they didn't hire me. But I'm thinking about all the other stuff on the market. So right now, there's a lot of stuff being pushed for the coochie, you know, it's to have that WAP, you know, like my first podcast was that WAP, you know, and why you hating on the WAP? Like, everybody wants to have a WAP, which is a wet ass pussy, right? So I remember probably about, I don't know, 7-8 years ago or more, I went to a spa. And you go and sit on a Yoni pot. Yoni pot is this steam or Yoni steam that's supposed to cleanse and heal and tighten and all that stuff for the vagina. Okay, so you sat there. Well, it didn't do me no good that particular time because I didn't have nobody to test drive it on. See, that's the thing about all of this stuff that's on the market. You feel the pressure to get the product because you think maybe I'm going to get some and I'm going to have a reason to use it and I'm going to test drive it. It don't do you no good to have all that stuff if you ain't got nobody to test it on unless you already know you got some whack cat. So anyway, now they have where you can get the little pot at the house. They probably been had it, but you know, I said, you know what? That wasn't a bad experience. I'm going to try it again. So I got one at the house. Don't judge me. So I put the little stuff together, tried it out, almost burnt the damn coochie lips off. You know, black folks don't read the instructions. You know, we get the idea of how it's supposed to work. And yeah, so I tried that. Then, you know, I went on and ordered the super deluxe package. You know, I think they call it the super ooh wee coochie gonna go pow type package or something. I don't know. I ordered the bust his balls package, the make him holler, call his mama package, whatever you want to call that package. That was like the ooh wee oh shit package. And I ordered that package. So it came with, you know, the herbs, the hot seat. It came with the Yoni pearls. It came with the applicator. It came with some beads. It came with some cream. It came with all kinds of shit. So I'm like, boy, this coochie finna be fire. So, you know, I'm in there hoodwinking. And I was, you know, I had a dick appointment. Yeah. So I had one of those set up. And so since I had that set up, I was like, okay, I am going to go ham and I'm going to do this first. Then, okay, so this particular product take 24 hours. This one take 15 minutes. This one take 2 hours. So anyway, you know, I calculated this shit up. So I'm going to be good come Thursday night. I'm going to be on point. You know, I'm going to go through all these products and I'm going to have this thing tight. I said, you know what? I'm going to get this coochie so tight that I can break and pick up a toothpick. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. However, let me just be real honest. Most women don't like men with really small appendages down there, you know. We like that to be, you know, of a nice, viable, adult man size. So, anywho, back to me playing with all these products and thinking this shit don't work. Went to my appointment. Don't be late. And needless to say, the products worked. I had the WAP on 10. The WAP was on strong. The WAP was doing exactly what the WAP was supposed to do. The WAP was making it possible for this program. You know, the WAP was squirting across the room. The WAP was like, oh, I'm going to get down past the sheets and then fuck up this mattress pad. Yeah, the WAP was out of control. I was thinking, did I drink some Gatorade or tea? What the hell did I drink? Because I was hydrated as hell. And the WAP did what it was supposed to do. The problem was one of them little products said on there, you know, I guess it's for loosey-goosey. And if you're not a loosey-goosey, then you don't really need that part of the product. You know, like I said, I did a stream of things. And but that one product, I don't think I need it because, you know, I thought it was going to be cute trying to pick up a toothpick. No. So needless to say, my girl was sitting there with a black eye and a cast. Now, a black eye and a cast. Yes, I said it. She had a black eye and a cast. Now, you know, women, we don't help shit when we tell men that it's yours. Because it, you know, in all actuality, it's on our bodies, so it's definitely ours. However, you know, we tell them it's theirs when they ask and when they, whose is it? Is it my? Why you want me to lie twice today? You know, you just be like, okay, it's you, daddy, or whatever the hell. But technically, it's like a piece of pie. That's all you're going to get. You can't eat the whole pie. I didn't bake a pie for you. And even if I did, you know, you're not going to get the whole pie. I don't work at a bakery. It don't work that way. You're going to get a piece. You can get a piece. You can eat a piece. I'll fix you a plate. And you eat whatever you can that's off the plate. And that's it. You know, you don't get the whole thing. You only get the whole thing when it's at your house and it's yours. So, you know, being that this is an appointment, you know, an appointment that I was not late to. I was on time and I made it. I made the appointment. Being that this is an appointment, you don't get the whole pie. So, here. Take this piece and be good. No. See, because the product that messed me up, and I promise you, the product somehow or another figured out how to give him the whole pie. And now I called my friend and I said, hey, I got to figure out how to bring this dead bitch back to life because she's got a black eye and a cast. You know, she laughed at me. I'm like, no, don't laugh. How do you bring the dead bitch back to life? I said, I think I need to figure out how to regrow one because it's gone. Like, it's gone. The motherfucker from the appointment took it. I don't even want to talk to him no more. Let me stop lying. Of course a woman want to talk to somebody who can do all those things to her. Of course. You know, somehow or another, there are certain women that's really, if you dig deep and you hit the right spot of her coochie, you might just hit her heart, okay? It's in there. It's in there. So let me stop lying. So anyway, the product then figured out how I ended up giving up the whole pie, and I'm sitting there with no pie. I'm literally like, I don't even know what I'm sitting on as I'm, you know, sitting back at the house. There's no pie. I don't know where the pee coming from. You know, they say it's a couple of holes. I don't even know how that works. How that work? How are you sitting over here with a black eye and a cast? And you set out to say, hey, I got the super duper pack. So, yeah, the whole super pack is, as I was saying, I done got sidetracked thinking about it. Anyway, that's where I came up with the whole black eye and a cast. But then I was thinking about some other things that'll give you a black eye and a cast, like getting your ass whooped, and the different things of what'll get you your ass whooped to get that black eye and a cast. Say, messing with somebody you ain't got no business, or saying something you ain't got no business, or butting in somebody else's business. So let me tell you what happened to me. Black eye and a cast, right? Mess with my car. Get a black eye and a cast. Come to my house when you wasn't supposed to. Unannounced, uninvited, unsolicited, you ain't supposed to be here. A black eye and a cast. I'm trying to make black eye and a cast normal, but I think I have a problem. So my friend asked me today, she said, what is wrong with you? She said, everything that, you know, comes out of your mouth that has some sexual connotations to it. And, you know, she said, I just can't think the way you do. I was thinking, why not? Like, what do you mean? I don't understand. I don't think it's nothing wrong with me. She said, no, it's something wrong with you. You make everything sexual. I was like, isn't that a good thing? Like, you don't have to always talk about sex. Like, I had to put that out there because that is literally what Tanisha said, because it was a black eye and a cast. It was what Tanisha said at that moment. But everything that come out of my mouth is not sexual. Can I lead it that way? Yes, I am a highly spiritual person. You thought I was going to say something else. No. I'm a very, very spiritual person. And I am also, according to my life path number 9, I'm a humanitarian. So that's going to make you extremely sexual when you combine those two. What's in the middle? Duh. And then I am a sexual empath. Duh. Come on. How could it not be? It doesn't mean that just because you're a highly sexual person that you go out there screwing everybody. No, you may tell people how to do it. You may tell people and give them some insight.
You may give them a little bit of your intuition on things like, girl, you should not fuck with him because he ain't shit. You know, it's a lot of things. And you might want to say, girl, don't mess with him because you're going to end up with a black eye and a cast. And that's my time. And that is what Tanisha said. Don't mess with him and get a black eye and a cast.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stat, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.